McCallum Marathon Scott Crane Run, Press Conference Highlights Upcoming Event. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, McAllen, TX. Excitement filled the room at the recent McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run press conference as city officials, organizers, and community leaders gathered to share details about the event. Scheduled for this Saturday, January 18, 2025, the marathon promises to bring together runners, spectators, and supporters from across the Rio Grande Valley. The event began with warm welcomes and introductions by the MC, who acknowledged the presence of notable figures, including Mayor Pro Tem and District 3 Commissioner Omar Quintanilla, McAllen ISD School Board Secretary Debbie Crane Aliceda, representatives from the McAllen International Airport, and Mr. Joe Vera, Assistant City Manager, was also present to support this signature city event. Commissioner Quintanilla reflected on the marathon's history, emphasizing its growth and commitment to providing participants with a top-tier experience. Over 10 years ago, our community came together with a bold vision to host a marathon that would bring us together and showcase the spirit of our city, Quintanilla said. Our focus remains on raising the bar yearly for this signature event. He unveiled this year's race shirts and medals, showcasing their innovative designs. These beautiful designs feature an industrial iron theme enhanced by bright splashes of color, he remarked. He urged those who have not registered yet to sign up soon, emphasizing the marathon's status as a Boston qualifier. McAllen Parks and Recreation Director Denny Moline provided an overview of the post-race Extra Mile Festival. The Extra Mile will feature artisan vendors, local food samples, and post-race tacos, a fan favorite, Moline said. He also announced the debut of the 2025 McAllen Marathon Running Series medals and shirts. Deputy Director of Parks and Recreation Karina Jimenez detailed race amenities, emphasizing the city's commitment to supporting runners along the course. We provide water stations at every mile, strategically placed porta-potties, and a double-loop route that keeps runners surrounded by community support, she explained. Debbie Crane Aliceda, trustee for the McAllen ISD Board of Trustees and sister of the late Commissioner Scott Crane, celebrated the collaborative efforts of the city and school district in promoting health and wellness. The Kids' Final Mile is an incredible event, with hundreds of children running together and earning medals, Crane Aliceda shared. This event is about more than physical health, it's about mental health and getting our children out into our city parks. Organizers acknowledged the contributions of numerous city departments, sponsors, and media partners who made the event possible. Partners such as Rio Grande Regional Hospital, UTRGV, HEB, Rodeo Dental, and Zambrano Law Firm were instrumental in elevating the marathon's reach and impact. With packet pickup beginning Friday, January 17, at the McAllen Convention Center, organizers reminded the community that there's still time to register for the marathon or its associated events. Even if you're not running, be a spectator, the MC concluded. Come out, enjoy the food, the festivities, and the inspiration this marathon brings to our city. As the city prepares to host this monumental event, the McAllen Marathon Scott Crane Run promises a day of celebration, community, and achievement for runners and supporters alike. For more information or to register, visit McAllenMarathon.com.